Welcome to the No Budget Indie Filmcast, where we dip into the independent film universe to highlight those little films that you might not have heard about elsewhere. Will you agree with our panel? Will our panel agree with each other? Tune in to find out. I am Milo Dennison, and with me, as always, is Claire Milan.
Hello.
And Cathal Feeney.
Hello.
All right, Claire, what's on the agenda this week?
So this week we sat down to watch a comedy action film called The Big Break. It's written and directed by Jill Freston, starring David Shabti, Jill Freston, and also David Arquette, who I haven't seen in years. I think he was in Scream, David Arquette, wasn't he? He was married to Courtney Cox at one stage. It's about two friends who meet up for lunch in Hollywood. Their obsession with fame and a series of violent mishaps sets them on the run from the police. A struggling actor, a delusional director, a sadistic talent agent, and a veteran cop all collide in this biting satire of millennial culture and life in the City of Angels. Buckle up, sorry, I can't read. I mean, as Carl mentioned before we came on, I look like Where's Wally? I didn't realise it. It's my glasses, so excuse me. I can't really read at the moment. But anyway, it says, buckle up, this ego trip is a one-way ticket. So that's the synopsis. It is an interesting film. To me, it's very much like a pilot more than a short film. And it shows about kind of the hopelessness of Hollywood and like actors, directors trying to make it in Hollywood and miserably failing, and the kind of the jealousies and the cliches and all the different characters. It is quite a long short film. I think it's like nearly 20 minutes. And I think it is, it was very dark at points as well. I didn't expect, but there are some great one-liners because there's these cops and they're chasing, something happens in it, a bit of an accident, and the cops are chasing these two friends. And one was like, oh, this is the fifth time this week. And then another replies, oh, it's pilot season. You know, so it's like all the actors and writers are so desperate to get stuff, and you know, they're kind of fighting each other in the cliches. And I didn't know Runyon Canyon, is that a real place? Apparently it's some sort of canyon in Los Angeles where everyone goes hiking, and that sets off one of the friends, and a major tragedy happens, kind of comedic tragedy. But there is some very dark points in it as well, which kind of surprised me. It is a film that is, it's more like a pilot. It's hilarious, funny, very cliched, over the top. And I think this is, I'd love to see more of this. I'd love to see a few episodes of this about actors and directors in Hollywood and agents. And yeah, I think it is huge potential. I think this was made in 2019. So it's a few years old now. So what do you think of it?
Yeah, it you definitely could tell this was written and made by people in the industry with a lot of inside jokes and stuff for people in the industry and stuff, because they've got like the conversation where they're at the restaurant and the guy's talking about, well, I've got interest from Netflix and da da da. And then the table next is basically saying the exact same thing. And they kind of talk about how you're always having these meetings, but nothing really happens. And from everything I hear about Hollywood, that's very accurate and stuff. And yeah, like the it's pilot season, because of course probably everybody's all in an uproar when it's pilot season, and the reputation that agents have and stuff.
I think they were saying the difference between Los Angeles and New York, and was it New York, things when you say them things happen, and Los Angeles when you say them they don't.
Exactly.
Very true, you know.
Yeah, so there's a lot of that in there. And of course, the main character is sleeping in a tent in the backyard of, I'm assuming that's his sister or some kind of relative, which is on par, I guess, for actors, writers, comedians and stuff. This thing has a lot of locations in it. And I don't know if it was intentional or not, but there are a few references to Reservoir Dogs in this. So when the guys... one of the guys is shot in the belly and he's like, and he basically quotes a line from Reservoir Dog that Tim Ross character says in the movie when he's shot in the belly, like, I need to get to a effing hospital, and just kind of his acting. And then I think a couple of the scenes where they're running, are very similar as well. So I don't know if that's intentional or not. I'm guessing it probably is. Maybe the people that made this are Reservoir Dogs fans, but yeah, there's a lot happens. It's a lot of weirdness.
Actually, the film that it reminded me of was Heat.
Okay, interesting.
The shootout scene in the reception area was, I thought it was pretty well done, actually. And the last scene where he holds his hand and holds him up, I think that was the last scene in Heat between Pacino and De Niro. So I presume there were some, knowing nods.
I think somewhere. He said in that scene where they held the hands at the end, I knew you in acting, or he knew him in acting class or something. It was just those little one-liners just made me laugh out loud. And it is a very high budget shoot. Like, there must have been huge money put into this. There's so many locations and it's very well done.
Yeah. No, it was. Like, it did look like an expensively made short. And it was a calling card for the director. I think he's making a feature or something like that. So he did benefit from it. And it is a sort of a quite a humorous, cynical takedown of the Los Angeles sort of bubble of wannabe filmmakers. I had seen it a few years ago.
Okay.
And I made a mental note of that. Oh, that's a good film for no budget. And then I completely forgot it. So well done for resurrecting it. I really enjoyed it. I think I enjoyed it more this time for some reason. And there was great humor in it.
Oh, brilliant. I love in the cafe when they're all talking about the exact same thing. Like the director guy, he thinks he's being original. And then the other guy across the way is talking about the exact same plot. You know what I mean? I mean, it just shows the film industry, especially what I imagine Hollywood to be behind the scenes.
Yeah. And like the way that they were trapped in this world. Even when their lives were at risk, that they couldn't escape from it. And one of my favorite scenes was when they were in the car with their agent, I think. And then one of the guys was like, "Hey, you're that guy. I sent you my short film. Did you watch it?" And he was critiquing it, and he didn't like his critique, and I just punched him in the face. Yeah, until.
Or they were saying about Miley Cyrus. Get your tickets to the Teen Choice Awards or something. Because Miley Cyrus is still obligated to go or something like that. It was just brilliant. Like, it's just, I thought there is such classic lines in it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, and it's, I'm sure in LA, it's not a million miles away from the truth. But I mean, you could transpose that to probably anywhere as well. This huge desire to make a breakthrough, to get found or something like that, get spotted and make it in the industry. So you can see the desperation.
I love the bit because they were best friends when the guy says he talks about, he'll do a monologue about where he's from and visiting his parents in New Jersey. And the other guy is so taken aback when he's like, "New Jersey, you told me you're from New York." Do you know what I mean? Like, there's kind of in jokes there that you kind of slightly get being an Irish person. But I'm sure if you're from New York, New Jersey, there's probably a bit of competition, is there, or something, or is New York?
I've picked up on that because I remember seeing an episode of Futurama, believe it or not, and Fry, he's looking for an apartment and he finally found an apartment and he goes, "This is perfect. What's the catch?" And man goes, "Well, technically it's in New Jersey."
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, to my understanding, that's definitely a thing. New Yorkers are very make fun of New Jersey and be like, if somebody says they're from New Jersey or says they're from New York, but they actually are from New Jersey, they get really offended by it. And people don't want to admit they're from New Jersey, so they say they're from New York, kind of a thing. Sometimes, so I think that is a thing, because How I Met Your Mother had a joke about that as well.
That's interesting. And when the guy is crying, all the snot has come down his face and it just gets worse.
That was the best, because you notice just a little bit right in the beginning he's got this one just kind of dangling down from his nose, and then it gets just worse and worse and worse. It's so gross.
Or no spoilers, but obviously when the balcony thing happens and the guy does that, when he's on the ground. And just like, it's so fake, Do you know what I mean? Thing yeah. coming out of his mouth is like a bit of candy or something. I don't know.
I was trying to figure that too. It was like some blue ooze or something like that. I don't know. Yeah.
I just laughed out loud. I watched it twice, actually. I didn't feel like it was that long. Like, you know, I've watched films that are 20 minutes, feel like 40 minutes, but this did actually feel that long. And I'd love if it was a series. I think this could be the tone it would keep the two lads in it. I think the writer and director is also one of the actors, Jill Freston. But I just think, oh, if they could turn this into a series, like I'd love to watch it. These two lads, you know, going around Hollywood trying to make it.
Well, it was sort of an action thriller comedy. So
yeah,
it really clipped along at a nice pace. So you don't get bored.
Yeah.
So, you know, very well made too.
Yeah. Well, a pause usually means we're ready for ratings. So Carl, you want to go first? Or do you want me to go?
Yeah, no, I'll go first. I really like this film. I don't know. I seem to give my head a load of 5 stars recently. So I'm trying to find a flaw that could drop it down half a point. But I can't. 5 stars.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's really well made. It's a lot of fun. The jokes are good. The references to other movies. So I can't really find a justifiable reason to drop it down to 4 stars. So I'm going to go 5 as well.
Wow, that's amazing. For me, I watched it twice. It was hilarious. If the filmmakers are watching this, please, please, please turn into a series. I want to see what happens to these guys. Rewrite, whatever. Do something, because I think it's hilarious. I'm going to 5 stars as well. Yeah.
There we go. A unanimous 5-star review rating for this film. Claire, what's it called again? Sorry.
The Big Break, right? Big Break. Yeah, it's a perfect title for it as well. You know, it's just...
Yep. The Big Break. Go check it out. You can let us know what you think of it. Leave a comment or whatever, or you can reach us on at No Budget Show on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, or our website, nobudgetfilmmakers.com. And with that, we'll say see you next time and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.